How many places can you go and the pastor plays with fire? Hey? Look at that. What do we notice about it? Yeah, you can just about see the color. But look, sometimes you can tell that the gas... Now this flame is actually a gas. Whenever you see flames, it's a gas. And it takes on the color based on what it's burning. Sometimes there's no color at all. Can you hold it? Can't really hold fire. Not just because it's hot, but because it's a gas. And sometimes it's a fire. It's for cooking. You cook things with it. Treats. I bet your mom makes delicious treats with these maybe at home. You can't really see it though sometimes, the flames. And you can't touch it. It's almost invisible. And what's this? We have a nail. You could feel this, right? You can see it and touch it. Yep, it's kind of pokey, right? It's hard to miss. It's physical. It's material. Now what happens if I take the invisible gas and I heat it up with a flame? What's going to happen to the nail? What do you think will happen? Yeah, I don't know if you've ever heated up metal before, if you've ever seen metal heated up. Now, if the lights were off, do you know what we'd see? We would see this nail glowing bright red. And where is the fire now? If this nail is glowing bright red, where would the fire be? In it. Yeah, the nail itself would have taken on the fire. And this nail, which we can see because it's physical, would be glowing red with fire. And it would be almost like you had fire, the invisible fire, and the visible nail in one thing. Even though there were two things going on, fire and iron, now in one thing. Two, we could say, natures, and one object, one thing. Now, this is an ancient way of talking about Jesus. It's an ancient way of talking about what we call the incarnation and what it means for all of us, for all of humanity, for all of creation. For over 1,000 years, this metaphor of the incarnation, not even the metaphor, this reality of the incarnation, the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, the ascension, and the return of Jesus, all of this was the main story of salvation. It wasn't reduced down to any one of those things. Everything else that we pulled at were metaphors, but the reality of salvation was that God became flesh. Two natures, God and human, in one person, in Jesus. God did not simply appear to be human for a brief period of time. God did not simply descend as a spirit into the shell of a human being and then cast it away when he was done with it. It wasn't temporary. Jesus was fully God and fully human. Two natures and one body. And we sang this last night. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail, immortal deity. God, pleased as human with humans to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. There was an ancient saying along these lines that whatever God did not assume, whatever God did not take on, cannot be saved. To put it positively, it is the very things that the deity took on and assumed and became that are saved. If God did not become flesh, then flesh cannot be saved. If God did not become part of creation, then creation cannot be saved. If God did not become human, then humanity cannot be saved. But God did become a human. And Jesus was born for us. so that our mortal bodies might take on immortality, so that our corruptible flesh might take on incorruption. We heard this in John's Gospel, that Jesus came, that God came into the world, and yet the world, even though it had come into being through God, did not know him. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. But to all who received him, to all who believed in him, he gave power to become children of God, to be born again. This is salvation. Jesus, the new Adam, so that all who receive him, who believe in him, might through him be born again and become children of God. Now there's an already and not yet, because Jesus has appeared, and yet we know that we are waiting for Jesus to appear again. He has appeared past tense, but there is an also, in, as we heard in second in Titus chapter 2, that we are waiting for the future manifestation of Jesus' glory. Now we are in between those days. We are in between the birth of Jesus and the return of Jesus to earth. God became flesh. God was Jesus. Jesus is Lord. And so, if we believe and receive him, we will be born again. Therefore, while we are waiting for the return of Jesus, while we are waiting for God's work to be completed, this life is not inconsequential. God took on flesh. Every day that we are given is an opportunity for transformation. It was once the case that as people thought about their death, they wished for more days and more time so that they might be ready for Jesus and for the return for Jesus to come. They might be ready to be born again. But now we are looking for ways to shorten our time. Now we are looking for ways to avoid the pain and to avoid suffering. It used to be that every day was understood to be a gift, that pain and suffering that we experienced was a means for our transformation. A part of being human was that we suffer and we die. But our suffering, because God became part of humanity, because Jesus was fully human and fully divine, our suffering is not inconsequential. But rather, when we suffer with faith, it becomes, in every moment, part of our transformation. If grief has worn you out, if disappointment has left you weary in life, if sin has a hold on you, and William, we're going to stay off the platform for now. Come here. We'll climb after. Ready? Do a big jump for me. Big jump. Big jump. 1, 2, 3. Okay, and then just stay down a little bit lower. I'm the center of attention right now, okay? If grief has worn you out, if you are weary from disappointment, if sin has a hold on you, may our celebration today renew you. May Jesus renew your hope. May Jesus renew your strength. I know the journey that some of you are making today, and those of you joining in, I know the journeys you are making. Know that none of your suffering and pain is in vain, for Jesus Christ was born. And one day, our bodies, our souls, our hearts and minds will be transformed, for we will see Jesus face to face with our own eyes. We will have the chance to touch him with our own hands, and we will be made like him. praise God for so great a salvation. As many great people have we, as humanity has had throughout its history, as many great leaders who have sacrificed their lives, it is only in Jesus Christ that so great a salvation has been presented to us. Where nothing good is wasted, where nothing good is lost, and where what seems to be of no value, where what seems to be an inconvenience, is transformed and redeemed. Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.